SRN News. I'm John Scott.
In his speech to the UN General Assembly earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a Palestinian state is not going to happen.
What you're doing is giving the ultimate reward to intolerant fanatics who perpetrated and supported the October 7th massacre. Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
The Israeli government took steps to get Netanyahu heard in Gaza, setting up loudspeakers to blast the speech into the territory. Just a week before the deadline for Congress to pass a spending bill to keep the federal government running, Democrats stand to be the leading scapegoat for a possible shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 38% of likely U.S. voters say that if there is a government shutdown, Democrats in Congress will be most likely to be blamed, while 29% think congressional Republicans would deserve the blame, and 21% believe most of the blame would belong to President Donald Trump. 12% are not sure. The survey of 1,199 U.S. likely voters was conducted on September 21st to the 23rd. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In consumer news, federal health officials are warning not to eat certain heat and eat beef meatball pasta meals sold at Walmart stores nationwide. Market-side linguine and beef meatballs and marinara sauce may be contaminated with listeria, previously linked to a deadly outbreak. The meals were sold in 12-ounce clear plastic trays and have Best Buy dates of September 22nd through October 1st. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 377 points. This is SRN News. Islam, the fastest growing religion on earth.
There are more Christians around the world than there are Muslims, but Muslims are catching up. According to data from the Pew Research Center, the global Islamic population increased four times faster than the Christian population between 2010 and 2020 to stand at 2 billion. Christians make up 2.3 billion. Meanwhile, the number of religiously unaffiliated people has been growing in nearly every region. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After well over a century under construction, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Church is ready to raise its immense central tower and become the tallest Christian church in Europe. Officials say the tower will be finished at the end of this year or the beginning of 2026. Once that's done, the masterpiece of architect Antoni Gaudi will rise to 564 feet taller than Ulmer Munster Church in southern Germany at 532 feet. This is SRN News. NASA has released the first radar images from a new Earth mapping satellite.
Those images show the Maine coast and North Dakota farmland in incredible detail. The pictures are from a spacecraft that rocketed into orbit from India 2 months ago. The joint U.S.-Indian mission will survey virtually all of the world's land and ice masses multiple times. By tracking even the slightest shifts in land and ice, the satellite will give forecasters and first responders a leg up in dealing with natural disasters. Keith Peters, Washington.
The parents of the only girl still missing from the July flood at Camp Mystic in Texas are demanding the camp halt its reopening plans. Camp Mystic officials said this week they plan to reopen part of the camp and build a memorial to those who were killed in the flood. The plan has drawn complaints from some parents who say they were not consulted. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.